Gentus presents The Pioneers by Vivian Stewart, performed by Simon Slater. Chapter 1. The funeral service was over, and the last of the considerable crowd of mourners had left the house, with expressions of sympathy and regret, mingled with well-intentioned advice as to the future, to which Emily Willoughby had listened with downcast eyes and a swiftly growing resolve. Her father was dead. After a lengthy illness, Rear Admiral Sir Francis Willoughby had died in his sleep, and the Royal Navy, according to custom, had taken charge of all the funeral arrangements, with naval pallbearers, his flag draped over his coffin, and volleys of musketry fired over his grave. Emily, worn out by the strain of nursing him, had walked dazedly behind the hearse, her two little sisters holding anxiously to her hands, and her brother Jamie, a tall, slim stranger in his white-patched midshipman's uniform, grown out of all recognition, walking a few paces in front of her. It had been touch and go whether Jamie would be given leave to attend the funeral. He had been appointed to His Majesty's frigate Success, commanded by Captain James Stirling, which was due to sail from Portsmouth to Sydney, Australia, on the 25th of January. Fortunately, the Success had been ordered to put into Plymouth on her way, and the captain had given Jamie permission to rejoin her there. Emily suppressed a weary sigh and glanced uncertainly at her younger brother. Since being graduated in the top 10 cadets from the Royal Naval College, Jamie had spent a year at sea, and this was the first time she had seen him, apart from his brief graduation leave, for over a year. They had yet had no time to talk, with the bustle of the funeral and the constant coming and going of callers at the house. And now, as they waited the arrival of their father's lawyer for the reading of the will, Jamie was oddly silent and withdrawn. In the old days he had always confided in her and sought her counsel, but now, seemingly overwhelmed by the new responsibilities that would face him as their father's heir, he appeared anything but eager to resume their childhood intimacy. Emily braced herself for a rebuff and picked up the teapot that had stood untouched for the past 10 minutes on the tray that the butler, Hawkins, had set for them. "Would you like some tea, Jamie?" she asked diffidently. Jamie inclined his dark head in assent, but did not break his silence until he had drunk his tea thirstily and passed his cup to be refilled. Then he burst out with unexpected vehemence. "I hated him, Emmy, you know. It's a dreadful admission to make, when Papa is barely cold in his grave. But I can't pretend grief I don't feel, especially to you." "I should keep your voice down, though," Emily cautioned. "We don't want the servants to hear, or Charlotte and Biddy." Her brother reddened. "All right, I will. But I want you to understand, Emmy. I respected him, I even admired him, until that awful day when he summoned us all to his study. You and Rob and me. That was what made me hate him. The way he treated poor Rob. Cutting him off as he did. Forcing him to go out to Australia. And giving me Rob's inheritance. I never wanted it. I don't want it now." "If it is will to you," Emily pointed out, "you will have to take it, Jamie." "I know I shall, but..." Jamie's dark eyes were suddenly bright. "I will make sure that the lawyers make adequate provision for you and the two little girls, and whatever's left, the residue, I think they call it, I shall hand over to Rob when we reach Sydney. In a way, it is a stroke of luck that Papa died when he did, because it means that I can take the money out to him." "Did you always mean Rob to have it?" Emily asked. He nodded. "Oh yes, of course I did. He's the elder son. But it would have taken a good deal longer if the Success had sailed before Papa died. When I volunteered to join her, it was in the hope that I might be able to see Rob, perhaps quit the Navy and join up with him, if he wanted me to. I'll be doubly welcome if, when I see him again, I'm in a position to give him back his inheritance, will I not?" "I imagine you will, Jamie dear," Emily agreed.